Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. Donald Trump says he's been told he's under federal investigation into his attempts to overturn the result of the 2020 presidential election. He says he believes he will almost certainly be arrested and charged. Our correspondent Anthony Zerker has this assessment.
I don't think anyone would be surprised that Donald Trump is the target of the special counsel's investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A lot of people are rightly reading into this that there is an increasing likelihood that Donald Trump is going to be indicted once again, although I think you're already seeing Donald Trump personally and his campaign trying to characterize this potential indictment as an attempt to interfere with Donald Trump's presidential campaign. And that seems to be an argument that Donald Trump supporters and Republican voters more generally are buying.
The U.S. military has named the soldier who crossed into North Korea from the south. He's Travis King, a 23-year-old who was facing disciplinary action. Sean Dilley has more.
The U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin told reporters that his department was still trying to learn why the serviceman entered North Korea without permission. An official who spoke to the BBC's U.S. partner CBS said Travis King had recently been released from a detention facility in South Korea. He was freed a week ago and was being escorted back to the U.S. for disciplinary reasons when he turned around at the airport. Travis King then joined a border tour before abandoning his group inside the joint security area between North and South Korea, where he's believed to have subsequently been detained.
The government of Honduras has announced that it's lifting an overnight curfew imposed on two of the country's biggest cities to curb gang violence. The security minister, Gustavo Sanchez, said murder rates had declined by nearly 75% in San Pedro Sula and Chelomo since the measures were introduced last month. A state of emergency was imposed last December to try to curb the power of gangs who demanded increasing sums from small business and transport workers to allow them to operate. A judge in Panama has sentenced the former president, Ricardo Martinelli, to 10 years and 8 months in jail for money laundering. He was also ordered to pay a fine of just over $19 million. His lawyers said he was innocent and would appeal. Carlos Carrillo also said the sentence would not deter Mr. Martinelli from running for president again.
Juridicamente. In terms of criminal matters, the proceedings do not legally affect Ricardo Martinelli's candidacy. If there is some attempt to use criminal proceedings to affect the electoral process, believe me, that would be a criminal act that must be promptly investigated. The justice system should not continue to serve specific interests. Mr. Martinelli will run for president.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. Israeli police have fired water cannon to try to disperse thousands of protesters in Tel Aviv who demonstrated late into the evening against the government's planned judicial reforms. At least 45 people have been arrested during a day of unrest across the country. Protesters blocked major roads and converged on train stations. As much of the northern hemisphere continues to suffer extreme heat, the US city of Phoenix has recorded a temperature above 43 Celsius for the 19th day running. It's the longest time the city has experienced such heat. In Europe, weather alerts have been issued for parts of Italy and Spain, and wildfires are raging in Switzerland and Greece. Earlier this week, China said a nationwide record of 52 Celsius had been registered. Police in the United States have searched a house on the outskirts of Las Vegas in connection with the killing of the rap star Tupac more than 25 years ago. No other details were given. The musician, who sold 75 million records worldwide, was killed in a drive-by shooting near the Vegas Strip in 1996. No arrests have ever been made. Archaeologists in the Roman city of Pompeii, which was destroyed by a volcanic eruption nearly 2,000 years ago, are carrying out a major new excavation of the site. Jonathan Amos was given access to their work.
Dig anywhere in Pompeii and you'll uncover an ancient treasure, a snapshot of a lost Roman world. Most of those who lived in the city probably escaped the eruption of Mount Vesuvius, but what they left behind is still being unearthed 2,000 years later. The new discoveries from this excavation include a huge oven capable of producing 100 loaves a day, a shrine to make offerings to the gods that's decorated with snakes, and a bed reduced to ashes in a fire. There are skeletons too, three individuals crushed under falling masonry.
BBC News.